I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Start or sit? Add or drop?
So this is football. I like it.
Don't sleep on these sleepers.
Football rules.
Because right now, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report, Matt Kemp, gives you the latest on fantasy football heading into the weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
On 97.3, The Fan.
We really appreciate Matt Kemp all year long. He has been there for us. Before I get started, Matt, do you remember how many touchdowns Eric Ebron caught last weekend?
He had a couple.
I told you he would.
Of course he would.
It was my.
We begged everybody.
It was the story of my season. He eliminated me from playoff contention with those two touchdowns. So.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn the show over to Tony because he's still alive in the playoff race. Go, Tony.
Well, Matt, with the playoffs really coming up on us here for most of those fantasy teams that are still hanging on, who are some of the guys you may want to pick up for the playoff run? Is there any QBs that you trust for a strong playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not, you know, lucky enough to have Goff or Luck or Mahomes or one of those guys, and you're looking at the streamers, you've been streaming all season long. Look, I've won championships with Tim Couch and Derek Anderson and Matt Moore. You can go find these guys. And
you're a talent fantasy player. You want to win a fantasy championship with those guys.
If you got to have the faith, people use Blake Bortles in a championship game last year. I'll give you some names you might be thinking about this year. Baker Mayfield, who's done a fine job for the last month and a half. He's got Carolina, Denver, and then Cincinnati in Week 16. That's a championship game if I ever heard one for a quarterback. Dak Prescott's got the Buccaneers in Week 16. Also has the Eagles and Colts before that. Marcus Mariota has the Giants and Redskins in Weeks 15 and 16. Mitch Trubisky, as long as he's healthy, in Weeks 14, 15, and 16, has the Rams, the Packers, and then the Niners, which is a great matchup, and Lamar Jackson. So assuming he is the guy, we don't see Joe Flacco back. If you look at next week and the following week at Kansas City and then home against Tampa Bay are a couple of good matchups. So I'm not saying you have to get just one of these guys. If you want to mix and match and play the matchups, that's a good thing to do, and it's good to do that now. Get rid of the empty depth. Get rid of Derrick Henry. Get rid of any Jets that are on your roster. Guys that you look at and say, I don't care what happens. I'm never going to play this guy. Why am I keeping him around? Get rid of one of those guys and then go pick up an extra quarterback. So you can play the matchups down the stretch.
You kind of hit what I was going to go to, Matt. It has absolutely no help for me because I won't be in the playoffs. But which teams have the best schedule week 14, 15, 16? And you kind of touched on it, but the teams that you want to pick guys up on because those are your playoff weekends.
I'll say this. The idea is also you got to be careful, obviously, of teams that have nothing to play for either the fact that they're out of it or the ones that maybe could be playing for nothing come week 16. Are we worried about the Saints? Are we worried about the Chiefs? Are we worried about the Rams? These are all things to think about there, but you want teams that are in contention with plenty to play for. I just mentioned Chicago, the Rams, the Packers, and the Niners. That's a pretty good schedule there. Wouldn't be worried about that one at all. Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Hey, they're still in this thing. Carolina, Denver, and Cincinnati. You know, you're playing Nick Chubb every single week. So certain guys I call league winners. These are guys that outplayed where or are outplaying where you drafted them or you picked them up. Gus Edwards in Baltimore right now feels like a league winner, leading the backfield. Nick Chubb right now, who went from a backup in Cleveland to, okay, he'll be a decent starter, to, holy crap, he's putting up top 10, top 5 numbers. Phillip Lindsay in Denver, the focal point of their offense on a team that is in contention. You know, I worry about, let's say, Detroit. They're out of it. Kerryon Johnson has been a great running back when healthy. However, looks like he's going to be out again this week. If they lose again, do they start thinking about, well, he's part of our future. Why would we risk him? Let's shut him down. So when in doubt, you want to stay away from those teams that are out of contention. I get it. It's not easy to do that. You're going to have, you know, some players on bad teams. The Buccaneers are a great example of that. You're still playing Winston. You're still playing Mike Evans. You're still playing Cameron Brate. But it's those players that are a little bit banged up as we head down the stretch. You start seeing them get, you know, sent to the IR, whether it be Marvin Jones or Andy Dalton. We lost Jack Doyle last week, as we know. So when in doubt, you know, you're looking at teams that are in contention with plenty of motivation for the rest of the season.
Matt, I have a personal question as far as fantasy. I usually don't do this, but this is a big week for me. I win, I'm in the playoffs. So let's see. Christian Kirk playing over Sterling Shepard, Rashad Penny, or Theo Riddick?
Is it a PPR, Tony?
No, it's not.
Okay, that makes it easier to sit Riddick. I have Christian Kirk as one of, I like to call him deep sleepies. He's one of my deep sleepers for the week. When you're reaching around and
that's
saying,
how
well,
we,
where
that's
can
how
I
we refer to Scraby all the time.
Oh. The deep sleeper.
A deep sleepy.
Yeah, but you can rely on these people. Scraby can't get his Instagram. Right,
hey!
So I'm not surprised. No. You're not picking up Scraby as anything more to produce your show. Let's keep it there. I do like Christian Kirk, by the way, against Green Bay. This is a secondary that's beatable. They've been a top five matchup for wide receivers over the last month. I think we'll see Arizona playing from behind. That should be David Johnson. But as we saw last week, they were dumb enough to not give him targets in the second half. But I think Kirk can hit a big play or two against that Green Bay secondary. So if you're hunting around like you are, I do like him out of that group.
All right. There we go. Matt Camp has been amazing all year long. Speaking of the Chargers, Gordon is out. Is Eckler, does he just get the same amount of points? I mean, he looks almost as capable to me.
Yeah, I think he's going to be pretty close to that. I don't have him quite that RB1 tier, but he's an excellent RB2 with some upside there. And what I wonder about is Melvin Gordon has been really the crux, the focal point of the offense. As great as Phillip Rivers has been, as we know, having an MVP season, they just don't throw it that much, and they don't need to because they've been able to run the ball so well. They're an efficient offense, and they have a pretty good defense. So I wonder if we see, you know, a little bit more passing in that game, especially against the Steelers. It's a good offense there that they have to battle. But I like Austin Eckler a lot. And there is a total trust there in Eckler. You go back to the last time we didn't see Melvin Gordon, which is only one time this season. Eckler played over 95% of the snaps. That's a crazy number for any running back. But that shows the trust that they have in him. And it's nice to know that you can plug him in and say, well, this is not coming out of nowhere. I've seen this guy involved all season long. And I've seen him take over before. So Justin Jackson, I think, will get in there. But, yeah, I think Austin Eckler can easily be a top 10 running back until Melvin Gordon comes back.
Matt Camp joins us here on the Gwen and Chris Bleacher Report Fantasy Insider. Let's talk about this matchup because I know there's a couple people out there probably wanting to get their get these guys in. Their game is getting ready to start here in about 30 minutes. Amari Cooper, can he keep it up? Will Dak Prescott continue to heat up during down the stretch with Cooper now?
You know, I was skeptical, to be honest, and not as much about Cooper, but more about him landing in Dallas. I wanted him to find a new home and get a fresh start, but yeah, he's been pretty good. I don't know if the Redskins were the best tackling team on Thanksgiving,
right,
but Amari Cooper's gotten the job done. I mean, he's a first-round talent for a reason, and I've liked the guy up and really until this year. Can he keep it up? This is not an easy matchup. The Saints defense is getting better, which is crazy to say that that team can actually get better. I think he's a very good wide receiver, too. But this is kind of the crossroads game for me. This is, okay, if he gets it done tonight, here's another guy that would be in the league winner conversation because there is a connection that he has formed with Dak. I mean, they've absolutely been begging for help in the passing game. But if he can get it done tonight against the Saints, I think you're feeling pretty darn confident about Amari Cooper heading down the stretch.
All right, I got one last thing, Matt, before we let you go. We all know who all the MVPs are in the league this year. Who would be, like, your least valuable fantasy player this year? And I'm going with your knowledge because you hear about fantasy from so many people around the country. Which player have people complained about the most this year?
My number one from day one was Derrick Henry in Tennessee. I think he's a complete waste of time, and people drafted him in the fourth round, and I begged them not to do that. He has been atrocious this season, and he sticks on fantasy rosters. Oh, well, I saw him score a touchdown. It doesn't matter. Jordan Howard, I think, has probably got to be pretty high up on the list. I wrote about him this week, and a guy who played so well the last 2 years in awful offenses. I mean, we go back to his rookie season. The number two rusher in the NFL is a rookie behind Ezekiel Elliott. I think people forget about that. He was excellent last season on a bad team. And now you have easily the best Bears team he's played on, with a great offense, with a coach who's actually in the 21st century, unlike John Fox, who thinks, you know, you can still run the wing T back there in Chicago. But we're over that now, which is great. But Howard's been bad. I mean, he's getting carries. I'll give you a stat. He's a guy who doesn't even average 8 fantasy points per game if he doesn't score a touchdown. You know, you look at Joe Mixon in Cincinnati, or even Saquon Barkley with the Giants. These guys can still perform if they don't score. But, you know, guys like LeGarrette Blount, Jordan Howard, Derrick Henry, these are guys that if they don't score, they're really useless for fantasy. So I think Jordan Howard, just based on where he was drafted, he's got to be, you know, the LVP of the season for fantasy football.
There you go. All right. I'm shocked I didn't have him, because I had all the rest of the LVPs. Matt, thanks so much as always. We'll catch up to you next week when we get into postseason for fantasy, because I know everybody's fired up about that, and we appreciate your stuff. You can catch him on Twitter at TheMattCamp. Bleacher Report's outstanding fantasy football analyst. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Good luck to Tony. Sorry, Chris.
I appreciate it, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.